اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
In the Islamic world view, everything has a rightful place. Justice denotes placing things in their rightful place. This place is determined by Allah through the nature of creatures or their revealed laws. Moreover, our reason can fix the place of things in many cases. Thus, we can set things in their rightful places. Justice also means giving others equal treatment. In Islam, justice is also a moral virtue and an attribute of human personality. Justice is close to equality in the sense that it creates a state of equilibrium in the distribution of rights and duties, but they are not identical. Sometimes justice is achieved through inequality, like unequal distribution of wealth and authority based on the qualifications of men. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, "There are 7 categories of people whom God will shelter under His shade on the day when there will be no shade except His. One is the just leader." Thus, justice represents moral rectitude and fairness, since it means things should be where they belong. Allah says to His Messenger in this manner, "Verily, Allah will not deal unjustly with men in aught. And whoever among you does wrong, him shall we cause to taste of a grievous chastisement." Allah commands justice, the doing of good, and given to kith and kin, and He forbids all indecent deeds and evil and rebellion. The Holy Quran, the sacred scripture of Islam, considers justice to be a supreme virtue. It's the basic objective of Islam to the degree that it stands next in order of priority to belief in Allah's exclusive right to be worshipped and the truth of Muhammad's prophethood. God declares in the Holy Quran, Allah commands justice and fair dealing. And in another passage, "O you who believe, be upright for God and be bearers of witness with justice." Therefore, one may conclude that justice is an obligation of Islam and injustice is forbidden. The centrality of justice to the Quranic value system is displayed by the following verse. "We sent aforetime our messengers with clear signs and sent down with them the book and the balance of right and wrong, that men may stand forth in justice." The phrase "our messengers" shows that justice has been the goal of all revelation and scriptures sent to humanity. The verse also shows that justice must be measured and implemented by the standards and guidelines set by revelation. Islam's approach to justice is comprehensive and all-embracing. Any path that leads to justice is deemed to be in harmony with Islamic laws. God has demanded justice, and although He has not prescribed a specific route, has provided general guidelines on how to achieve it. He has neither prescribed a fixed means by which it can be obtained, nor has He declared invalid any particular means or methods that can lead to justice. Therefore, all legal and just means, procedures, and methods that facilitate, refine, and advance the cause of justice and do not violate the Islamic laws are valid. The Quranic standards of justice transcend considerations of race, religion, color, and creed. As Muslims are commanded to be just to their friends and foes alike, and to be just at all levels, as the Holy Quran puts it. All you who believe, stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to Allah, even if it be against yourselves, your parents, and your relatives, or whether it's against the rich or the poor. According to another Quranic passage, let not the hatred of a people swerve you away from justice. Be just, for this is closest to righteousness. With regard to relations with non-Muslims, the Holy Quran further states, God does not forbid you from doing good and being just to those who have neither fought you over your faith nor evicted you from your homes. The scholars of the Holy Quran have concluded that these rulings apply to all nations, followers of all faiths, as a matter of fact, to all humanity. In the view of the Holy Quran, justice is an obligation. That's why the Prophet was told, if you judge, judge between them with justice. We have revealed to you the scripture with the truth that you may judge between people by what God has taught you. Furthermore, the Prophet was sent as a judge between peoples and told, say, I believe in the scripture which God has sent down, and I am commanded to judge justly between you. The Holy Quran views itself as a scripture devoted mainly to laying down the principles of faith and justice. The Holy Quran demands that justice be met for all, and that it is an inherent right of all human beings under Islamic laws. The timeless commitment of the Holy Quran to the basic standards of justice is found in its declaration, and the word of your Lord has been fulfilled in truth and in justice. No one can change his words. To render justice is a trust that God has conferred on the human being, and like all other trusts, its fulfillment must be guided by a sense of responsibility beyond mere conformity to set rules. Thus, the Holy Quran states, God commands you to render trust to whom they are due, and when you judge between people, judge with justice. A reference to justice which immediately follows a reference to fulfillment of trust indicates that it is one of the most important of all trusts. The Quranic concept of justice also extends justice to being a personal virtue, and one of the standards of moral excellence that a believer is encouraged to attain as part of his God consciousness. God says, be just, for it is closest to God consciousness. The Prophet himself instructed, be conscious of God and be just to your children. The Holy Quran tells the believers, when you speak, speak with justice, even if it is against someone close to you. The Holy Quran also refers to particular instances and contexts of justice. One such instance is the requirement of just treatment of orphans. God says, and approach not the property of the orphan except in the fairest way, until he or she attains the age of full strength, and give measurement and weight with justice. Fair dealings in measurements and weights, as mentioned in the above verse, is also mentioned in other passages where justice in the buying, selling, and by extension to business transactions in general is emphasized. There's an entire chapter of the Holy Quran, Suratul Mutaffifin, the detractors in giving ways, where fraudulent dealers are threatened with divine wrath. References to justice also occur in the context to polygamy. The Holy Quran demands equitable treatment of all wives. The verse of polygamy begins by reference to orphan girls who may be exposed to deprivation and injustice. When they reach marriageable age, they should be married off, even if it be into a polygamous relationship, especially when there is inequality in the number of men and women, as was the case after the Battle of Uhud when this verse was revealed. But as the Holy Quran states, if you fear that you cannot be just, then marry only one. In conclusion, to render justice ranks as the most noble of acts of devotion next to belief in Allah. It's the greatest of all duties entrusted to the prophets, and it's the strongest justification for man's stewardship of earth. As an abstract, if we mean by justice to place everything to its rightful place, to place things where they are, should be, and belong, the right place of our faith, trust, belief, worship, and obedience is Allah. This is the right path, the straight way. Then to worship Allah, to believe in His Prophet, in the successors of His Messenger, in the resurrection, are the meanings of justice. The Almighty says, "Did I not enjoin on you, O you children of Adam, that you should not worship Satan, for that he is to you an enemy above, and that you should worship me, for that this is the right path and the straight way?"
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.